traffic, Sam Houston, departed Dock 7, going to Crown. Over.
The Houston Ship Channel is one of the busiest ports in the world. 52 miles of frenetic maritime activity, surrounded for much of its length by signs of Texas's explosive economic growth. Warehouses, chemical and oil storage tanks, construction cranes.
Houston averages about 7,000 ships a year, will be more than 170 million tons of cargo.
The waterway is one of Texas's crown jewels, but it's also one of its biggest liabilities because it's enormously vulnerable to big storms blowing in off the Gulf of Mexico just 50 miles away. Captain Genaro Umbriz of the tourist boat the Sam Houston remembers what happened when Tropical Storm Allison bore down on the ship channel in 2001.
It flooded our dock real bad. Water pretty much went over it.
Allison ended up being one of Houston's worst flooding disasters ever. The storm caused an estimated $5 billion of damage in Texas alone. Big storms aren't new to the Texas coast, but Allison was a preview of what might lie ahead as the world warms up. Warmer oceans might mean stronger tropical storms. What they will mean is higher sea levels.
Sea level rise is happening.
That's Ray Newby. He's a coastal geologist at Texas's General Land Office.
Essentially, over the 20th century, I think this record started in about 1910, we saw about 2.2 feet of sea level rise in Galveston.
Galveston is the main barrier island standing between the Houston Ship Channel and a big storm. And those 2.2 feet are just the beginning. Sea levels are likely to rise several feet more this century.
This is real. It could accelerate, and so we have to plan for it.
Houston's Mayor Anise Parker understands the threat, and she's been trying to plan for it.
A major storm would have a horrible impact on not just the economy of this region, but the economy of the United States.
If a big storm hit Houston at just the wrong time, experts say it could mean hundreds of billions of dollars in damage. And it could have a global impact if it shut down the ship channel, because Houston is the U.S.'s largest international port. Mayor Parker has pushed for help from the state in protecting the ship channel from bigger storms and rising seas. But she says,
I'm a little bit frustrated at the pace of progress.
That's putting it politely. When it comes to just about anything to do with climate change, Parker is a lonely voice in the Lone Star State. The prevailing attitude is more like that of Governor Rick Perry. Here he is on the campaign trail for president in 2011.
I think we're seeing it almost weekly or even daily. Scientists who are coming forward and questioning the original idea that man-made global warming is what is causing the climate to change.
Harry believes the idea of man-made climate change is a fraud, and his views are shared by pretty much all of the state's Republican-dominated leadership. Critics say that's a problem for the U.S. as a whole, because Texas is the country's biggest source of climate pollution. But they say it's also a problem right here in Texas, because no state agency is closely studying the possible effects of sea level rise on the Gulf Coast region or its 6 million residents.
We're already too late in some respects.
Larry Soward is a former state environmental regulator. He was appointed by Governor Perry and counts him as a friend. But he's become a fierce critic of Texas Republicans on climate change.
If we don't start doing something today, we are going to have significant costs and economic damage, property lives, environmental damage that could have been avoided to some extent.
I met Soward in a park near downtown Houston against a backdrop of oil refineries and chemical plants billowing greenhouse gases into the Texas sky. He says those industries are a big part of the climate problem. But they're also the heart of the state's booming economy. It's a contradiction Mayor Parker is keenly aware of.
I find myself in sometimes an unusual position, deeply committed to making sure that the oil and gas industry continues to thrive here in Houston, but understanding that our greenhouse gas emissions have a direct impact on climate.
Parker says she's helped Houston cut its own greenhouse gas emissions by a quarter since 2007. But the region and its fossil fuel-based industry are growing fast. And petrochemical companies continue to announce that they're building more new facilities right on the ship channel, and perhaps right in the path of the next big storm.
Straight up ahead is Lyondale Refinery. They refine various products such as gasolines and chemicals.
For the world, I'm Nina Satija, Houston.
They also refine about 265,000 barrels of oil per day.